This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
I've seen the enemy, and he is us. The Quiet Ones looks into who behind the camera. The main character is a cinematographer who's hired to go out and film something that may or may not be real. So it's set in the 70s. For some reason, they're constantly playing Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. They must have purchased the song rights to only that song because it's the only song that plays throughout the entire movie. And it sets it in the 70s as if that were to make the film more believable. So he's filming, so that would be us, I guess, the present-day viewer who films everything with a smartphone. So setting the protagonist as someone who captures things on a video recording is about the only thing that makes you sort of sympathize with the main character, who for some reason is sexually attracted to the main character, to the main female character, who happens to be possessed by a Sumerian warlord and wants to have sex with him, but he won't touch her. And then she's like, I've been screwed over by all the guys who want to have sex with me but don't have sex with me. So you're not sure if she's been sexually assaulted or not. The professor who played the guy on Mad Men who hung himself because of financial problems, the actor Jared Harris, plays Professor Joseph Copeland. I guess maybe that's supposed to be Joseph Conrad going into Heart of Darkness. But anyway, he plays the role of Frankenstein, creating his creature in the... But not using the bodies of dead people to sew them together, but in this case, using a young girl who's he's kind of ghostbustering her and trying to find out what the ectoplasmic morph is that she's creating, which they get on film, which the main character for some reason doesn't believe could be real, even three quarters of the way through the movie. There's a real lack of purpose to the fear here. It's clear that there's something wrong with filming people and positioning the main source of horror as a teenage girl, especially teenage looking. At one point she doesn't show the audience her breasts, but shows the main character who's filming her breasts, and then she says, I'm not a woman, am I just a girl? So it's a Britney Spears allegory, and maybe there's something about the way that society films women who look younger than they actually are, and that's the true terror of the movie. Although one of the really terrifying things about the movie is that you're not sure what's going on even three quarters of the way through it. Aaron Richards is extremely fetching as the vixen in the movie, and the other character is completely forgettable. It suffices to say that the possessed girl kills everybody and then burns the house down and then possesses the main character guy. So it's the enemy is us.